It can change, yes. There is no more death. That is real discovery. What do you say?
It's a question to think about.
Because whatever we are discovering, it will be taken away by death. But discover something, it will stop death. And that is real discovery.
But don't you think that it will be a bad thing because there are some bad people in the world, like, let's say, Hitler and Stalin and others. They may be the first people to use the technology to prolong their life.
The thing is, bad or good, everyone will be taken away by death. It is not a fact. Hitler is no longer existing, neither Stalin nor Gandhi. Gandhi was supposed to be a very good man. He is also taken by death. And Hitler is also taken by death. Stalin is also taken, and I will also leave you. But death will take away everyone. There is no doubt. Therefore, discover something which will stop death. That is real discovery.
Srila Prabhupada, which is the most important chapter of the Bhagavad Gita?
Every word is important.
Every
word. Beginning from karma khetre, guru khetre, samaveda. Every word.
Every word.
Every word.
Every word.
That will give you guidance. Read Bhagavad Gita and see word to word. But don't misinterpret and spoil. Just misinterpret and spoil the whole world. That is the beginning. You cannot misinterpret my word. Then it will spoil. Take Bhagavad Gita as it is, you are saying. The reason that right at this point. But generally, they misinterpret. Everyone speaks on Bhagavad Gita, but they misinterpret.
You've made it very clear, Prabhupada. I want to thank you for that. I like your purport as much as Krishna's actual words, because now I can understand it.
Yes, purport. That's what you're presenting of what the time you see. Otherwise, for the last so many years, I have had so many Swamis, so many yogis now. They speak on Bhagavad Gita, but each instructor, not a single devotee was there. Now, Bhagavad Gita is presented as it is, and so many devotees are coming.
Now we can understand it.
But you could understand now, but the difficulty is he accepted, he accepted it. Spoiled understanding about it. The gentleman was saying, he did not like Krishna. He told me.
Yeah.
He told me.
He did not like Krishna.
No.
They read Bhagavad Gita. They did not like Krishna.
No.
This is a reading of Bhagavad.
They don't want to read it.
Now, all Indians, they should take Bhagavad Gita and read and make their life fruitful. The Europeans, Americans, they are taking. Why Indians are not?
Is it because the Indians think that they know much about Bhagavad Gita? Being born a Hindu, they might think they know the religion, they're not up very much. They're not Krishna conscious at all. They don't know Krishna.
He knows everything. He does not know Krishna.
How do you
know everything? If he does not know Krishna. If you think that you know everything, then you must know Krishna. But if you do not know Krishna, then how do you know? Jasmin vikyate sarvadevam vikyatam bhavati. If you simply know Krishna, then you know everything. And if you know everything and you do not know Krishna, then you are yourself. Yes. Murha. That is the test. If you know everything but do not know Krishna, then you are arrested. And if you know Krishna, then you know everything.
I think they think they know everything.
They know Krishna and they do not come to the Krishna temple.
A number of them come there. I remember the days when I used to be the only Indian in the temple, 7-8 years ago.
Even though they are not coming, they should now come. And we can open many other temples if they should come. We can mention many other temples. Come and take advantage of it while you are losing your own culture. That is foolishness. You are Indians and you do not know Krishna. That is not a very good theory.
In Denver, when we were building our altar, I remember last year when I talked to you, we were building the altar and virtually I went to every Indian. And myself and the president of that temple, we checked everything, you know, we can do possible. And we wanted to collect almost $15,000. We couldn't even collect $5,000. And most of them, they were making between $15,000 and $30,000. Some of them, in fact, gave us pennies. And they took us one Bhagavad Gita. When we left, we gave them Bhagavad Gita and they gave us some pennies.
That was very good choice.
This is not good report.
For those who get to the $10.
This is actually a lot of money from India. That's my experience and I'm maybe so good on
it. But they are thinking of rupees.
Krishna is a God, right Krishna.
I don't know, somehow or other, you know, I might have been totally confused about Indian community in this country. I found out that there are least charitable community among all communities. I lived in Canada almost 10 years and I found out other communities are very charitable. Even if you go to other communities,
yeah, right.
I think they will eat something, but
yes. Every Indian should come to the temple and pick up and walk.
I think more and more people are really coming to the temple and becoming part of it. And I think what the devotees are in the last 2 years, everybody, I know, also.
More and more coming means not all are coming.
Desirable help.
What is the objection?
There are so many other temples. Hindu temples, Buddhist temples, and the organization of this community in India. That's why we develop the
world. Where is Radha Krishna? Gita. That's a village.
Where is Gita temple? There's a Gita temple.
Without Krishna? Gita without Krishna?
No, that's right. When there is a temple, everybody was facing their back for Krishna, chatting about what was happening in the temple.
We have Krishna Murti, but when he went there, everyone had their back to the Murti.
They were chanting, talking about what was going on in the temple.
Social, for social reasons.
That means they do not know Krishna.
But here, you can only talk about Krishna.
If you want to talk to them about Krishna, you will lose a friend. Right away. Right away. So I can make friends with Krishna, I will make friends with that guy.
That is not very good. That means they have fallen from their culture. They have lost their culture.
Some of them start enjoying eating hot dogs and hamburgers. They said, oh, I have been eating vegetables for ages. Now I have come here to eat hot dogs and having a hamburger. That's their coming. You know, they have gone totally.
What is the hot dog? Meat. Meat.
Together with other foods.
Some potato. Oh, yes, that's what you said.
Yes.
There is some prasad in this video. Oh, आप कृष्ण को छोड़ दिया कौन सीखा क्या आप लोग कृष्ण को छोड़ दिया द टॉक ऑफ भगवत गीता कीटिंग कृष्ण बैकग्राउंड वो संबंधित है
मोस्टली दे डोंट इवन टॉक अबाउट भगवत गीता दे टॉक अबाउट सोशल. But Krishna, they keep to the back. They have named the place Gita, what's Gita Mandir?
Gita
Temple. But they do not discuss Gita. Just for show.
That is the disease. Even Mahatma Gandhi was talking of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. But in throughout his whole life, he never established a temple of Krishna. Although, his photograph, his time, his Bhagavad. This is calamity.
In the last days, Mahatma Gandhi kept saying, Rama Nama, Rama Nama is the only way. I just chanting about this. One of article he says that no other children got to share the name of the
Mahatma Gandhi is the priest, Bhagavad Gita. The world would have been very seriously because he was respectful.
You wrote him to preach Bhagavad Gita.
जो कुछ हो गया हो गया, अब तो आप लोग सब पढ़ देते हैं, तो भगवत गीता का विषय सुनिए और समझिए, सिंपल है, ऑल थिंग कृष्णा वन मन मना भगवत भक्त मध्यादि मार्ग क्या चीज है, ऑल थिंग्स to think of Krishna, to become his devotee, manmana bhavama bhakta madhyaji. Find out this verse. Here is Bhagavad Gita. Manmana bhavama bhakta madhyaji maga namastu.
Manmana bhagamad bhakto madhyaji manmanasru mamavaisati yupraivam atmana matparayana. Engage your mind always thinking of me, offer obeisances and worship me. Being completely absorbed in me, surely you will come to me.
Gaji, all things you like. All that think of me, become a devotee, and worship me. Madhyaji, and offer obeisances to me. The perfect temple is there. But these four things can be done even by the child. So why don't you do it? And the guarantee is that if anyone does like that, he goes back to home, back to party. Everyone of you should come to the temple. All I think of the teaching. And if possible, chanting for the name. And offering some mercy and obeisances. That will make you perfect. He asked such a good city. There are so many Indians. They should come. That is the dividend to Gita. A thinker of Krishna or a thinking manmana. The deity is there. As soon as you come, you get some impression of the deity. So, if you think of the deity, when you visit it, well, it will be difficult to have. Can anyone say that there is difficulty in thinking of this? And as soon as you think of Krishna, you become a devotee. Immediately. And as soon as you become a devotee, you will offer something for worship. And at the end of worship, you offer your wisdom. There is no need of education or Vedanta knowledge. Vedanta knowledge means this. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyadi mahano. All things. Anyone can do. And that you can see, these foreigners, 10 years, 5 years, 4 years, they did not know that is Krishna. And because they are calling this manmana bhavamad bhakta, I can't see. So why Indians are lacking? What is your objection?
Simply our hearts are cakes of dust.
Therefore, we can keep it stressful. Because our heart is full of dust. To please it. That is injurious. What is this? My heart is dirty, dirty. It kept us dirty. No, if it is dirty, please it. It is the duty of every Indian to understand Krishna and preach Krishna consciousness movement to others. That is real Indian duty. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. That every one of you become Krishna consciousness. And preach this Krishna consciousness to others who are unaware of it. That is Indian spirit. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He said, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Ja. Anyone who has taken birth in India as a human being, not a dog, Manushya. Manushya means human. His duty is to become Krishna conscious and preach to the other people for welfare of him. Bharat Sunite Manushya Janma Hailaja. He should mark this point, Manushya Janma. He is not requesting the cats and dogs. In other words, that those who are not taking India, coming to India, Bhagavad Gita is known to everyone, every Indian knows. But if he does not preach this Krishna consciousness, then he not to be counted as human beings. Because he says, Manushya Janma Haila Ja. He claims to be a human being born in India. It is our duty to understand the value of life from Bhagavad Gita and preach this fact to others to do real welfare activity. This is the duty of every Indian. Why Indians are lacking in the peace? They do not understand Krishna. They do not understand how to do good to others. Now whatever is done, is done. It is time now that if the answer may be here, the temple is here, to come to understand the whole philosophy of this religion. That is your duty. We can open many temples. Why did it come?
Srila Prabhupada, how's it feel to be back in New York again? How's it feel to be back in New York?
Yes, I feel very much pleased But I can't train yet, I know. Without any shelter. I got life and not be free.
10 years ago, wasn't it? Ten
yeah,
years.
1965. Then 1966, I said, who's this institute? In a short pond of the Second America. That is the beginning. I never thought this would be able to budget such a big building.
You've done so much in that short time.
I'm not done, Krishna has done.
Krishna helps you to do it.
That I was speaking, but if he should become sincere to Krishna, Krishna can give us all of us. We are powerful because those who are trying to think those who are going, you can be one. Navana Duskidina Mura Pukadza Pekara Sama. We read all these verses. Those who are reading Bhagavad Gita.
Just in progress.
This verse is very important. Navana Duskidina Mura Pukadza Pekara Sama. Maya full dumpyana asuri bhavan. Everyone of you is reading or working on anything. Is there any question at all?
Is there any question?
I'm talking about you.
Another question?
No. As you are reading or working on, if there is any doubt, nothing doubtful. Everything is very plain. But we, by our rascalness, we make it doubtful. By our rascal interposition. Everyone can understand. That's why Brahma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, some of his art. Guru Khetra is Dharma Khetra. Still, Guru Khetra is here in India. And it is Dharma Khetra. People go there for performing immediate righteousness. So where is he? Didn't get the job with him. And 5,000 years ago, the Gurus and Pandavas, they assembled there. For fighting, there is clearly stated, Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra, Samavita, Jurusava. Vajra, Mamata, Pandava, my sons and his sons are Pandu, Kuru Pandu. So, where is the bigger difference? But by misinterpretation, they write volumes of books and spoil the whole thing. This business should be stopped. That means he's Indian. Everyone is Michigan. Is it not a fact? We are Michigan perfectly. I do think.
Many intelligent people are going to transcendental meditation simply because it's costing money. And they want to pay. My sister, her husband, they're intelligent people, but they're simply
so intelligent that they cannot understand all of what kind of the plain thing is the world of the kind of thing?
Very bad.
Why are you offering to get?
Yes. So called intelligent, they are not intelligent. They have lost their strength by the influence of mind. Even big men, they say that Krishna, this Krishna is not God. So God Krishna is defined as God. Do they not say like that?
I wanted to ask you a question. While talking to some of the European people, when we say that Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that ask him to fight, kill his own relatives and friends, and not to bother about the consequences of action. Now this statement sometimes is difficult for people of the West to understand. Here they say, before you do any action, you should know the consequences. Then only you have to take action.
So that is the only statement in the Bhagavad Gita. There is no other statement.
There is, but
so you have captured that one.
I'm talking.
You're talking of that.
In a discussion, it's difficult to convince people of the West.
But if you know Krishna, if you know Krishna, that he is God, then whatever he speaks, it is all that. Just like Arjuna, he accepted Krishna. Parabrahma, param dhamma, pavitram, param dhamma. So, he said, Parabrahmaitam, vitamaman, that was the situation. Find out this verse. So, whatever you say, I accept it as truth. That is understanding of it. If you have understood Bhagavad Gita, then he should have understood that whatever Krishna has said, that is true. With that.
Sarvamitadritam manyam yanmam vadasi keshava nahi te padavan vyaktim vidodeva nadhanava. Oh Krishna, I totally accept his truth, all that you have told me.
Yes, sir. That is understood. Arjuna is not a fool. He says, whatever you have said, I accept it as truth. That is your understanding. But as soon as you make amendment, that you have not understood this. Sarva Vayutam Vritam Malle, that was the situation. There are so many aspects, they say, I don't believe in this, I don't believe in this. That is not understanding of Bhagavad Gita.
Does it mean that before he, or anybody, before he
Because he's much more. But he's Krishna. Then he'll understand that what is Krishna. That he'll understand from Bhagavad-gita by this being. And at the end, Krishna is accepted as the Supreme God. But he knows that Krishna is Supreme God. Then whatever he says is correct.
Means the first thing is
self
completion.
So, not blindly. But you must know. It's like if you accept the government as the government's order, this man should be hanged. You have to accept. You cannot protest that the government has ordered this man should be hanged. It should be protested, and we care for your protest. Government is gone. You cannot criticize. You may criticize on account of your less intelligence, but government order is not. It is not. The government order that this man should be hanged. So can you say anything against it? It will not be accepted. Similarly, if you know that Krishna is the Supreme God, then as Arjuna said, Sarvamekavitavana, Param Brahma, Param Bhavati. Unless you understand Krishna and Krishna's personality, he'll try to wait the strength of his word, the value of his word. But if you understand our statement, just like Krishna said, Matmat Paradaram Nanya, Kinti Yoshi Dhananya. I am the Supreme Authority. So, it is the Supreme Authority. Then whatever you are saying, it is all right. But if you have doubt about the Supreme Authority, then you will find out it's all. That is the difference. So, if Krishna says that I am the Supreme Authority, Matta Parataram Nanna, Kinchidasti, Nain Sarva, Prutam, Putri Muni Vanaya. If you understand that Krishna is the Supreme Authority, then you understand that whatever he has said, that he is absolute. Now, he becomes doubtful. That is on account of our less intelligence. Why you are questioning this? That Krishna, what is your question?
I said that as an Indian, suppose I try to speak about Gita or the philosophy of Hinduism to people in the neighborhood, either in the office or anywhere, especially with the Europeans, it becomes a point for discussion where it becomes difficult to convince as to why a person should take action without knowing the consequences, or even with knowing that the consequences are going to be bad. For instance, Arjuna had to kill his relative, if he knows that he's going to do it. But if somebody is going to win a war, he knows that his friends are on the other side. He might find it hard to shoot at them.
So why Arjuna did later on?
Because I think he took God.
Because he was fooled in the beginning. And after understanding about Gita, he became intelligent. why don't you take him better? In the beginning, he was rested. Therefore, he needed the instruction of Bhagavad Gita. And when he understood Bhagavad Gita, what did he say? Mahto moham sati labhya. Find out these words. Nasto moho. Now my illusion is over. Sati labhya. Tat prasadat madhusudana.
Nasto moha smriti labdha tvat prasadam maya
chupa
stito smi bitta sandeha karishya vachanam tava.
Stito smi bitta sandeha. Now all my doubts are over. Now I succeed. Why did you not say this? Your European audience.
Because I don't know the people.
Why do you teach? But someone knows, right? If you did not know, you should not teach. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Janma Sattva Kori Paro Paro. First of all, make your life perfect. Then try to make others perfect. Don't treat others. When Arjuna actually became intelligent, he said, Sutosmi Gatathamya, for his favor. Did you understand? Yes, now I am situated in my proper understanding. I shall carry on to it.
I heard on one lecture tape, you mentioned your Guru Maharaj has said that in the morning he had to beat the mind into submission.
Yes.
How can we do this?
That is your mind when he says something unfold is beating you to just to bring in order. Real understanding that Astromo Hatsati Lavya, Kapusara, Kapusara, Sitosvi, Kapasandleha, Kulisari Bhakti. This is the conclusion. When you are prepared to act according to the direction of Krishna, then your life is successful. Otherwise, you are in darkness. So, as Arjuna, you are in the darkness. You use Kshatriya. The fight was arranged between the two sections of the family, Pandavas and Kurus. And when he has to fight actually with his family member, he becomes ill. It is not his case. I have to kill my family members. So, then he became a disciple. But I am Kshatriya. It is my duty to fight. Now, I am hesitating. Tatpanna purusho apahata sabha. I am just deviating from my duty. The Krishna, I accept you as my guru. Can you give me this? So that Bhagavad Gita was given in his darshan. He agreed. Yes, now my illusion is over. I shall fight. This is understandable. Okay. If you follow Arjuna, as you understood, then your understanding of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. If you do not understand, then you have not understood. bodies will start speaking and
his bubbles.
Yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, it says, Krishna said to Arjuna, I will not fight for you, but I am only run your chariot. Why did he choose to fight? He did fight.
That is because it was fight amongst the family members. So, he was also related with the Guru family. His aunt, Kunti. Kunti was married to the Pandava. So, the family members may not think that he is partial. So he divided himself into two. His soldiers, one side, and he himself, one side. And Arjuna and Uddhava were present, requesting him to take their side. The Krishna said that we are all family members, so I divide myself into two, my soldiers and myself. So, if you want, you take me or my soldiers as you like, but if you take me, I say I will not fight. The Duryodhana thought that Krishna will not fight and he is prepared to give me soldiers. He took the soldiers. And Arjuna said, no, I want you. So this was the division. So in the beginning he said that you not fight both to one side, I will not fight. So how should fight? Not that he was not a fighter, but because he promised that the side he shall accept, I will not fight. But he did not say that I am not giving you instruction of fighting. That is Krishna.
He took the chariot wheel.
Yeah.
And Krishna was coming from this. Instead of fight?
Yes. That is another instance that for his devotee he can break his family up. That is Krishna. Arjuna, Duryodhana complained to Bhishma then, to my dear grandfather, because of our affection for Arjuna and others, we are not fighting properly, according to strength. So, at that time Bhishma saw that this man is doubting about my sincerity. So, he wanted to show his power. That he said, all right. He knew everything. He was a great devotee of Krishna. So he promised to Duryodhana that tomorrow I shall fight in such a way that either Arjuna will die or Krishna will have to break his promise. So he fought in such a way that Arjuna was practically vanquished. At that time, Krishna took the wheel of the chariot and came before him. But Krishna will stop this fight, otherwise I will kill. So Krishna said, yes, I am stopping this fight because you have broken your promise, that's all. This is the dealing between God and his devotee. There is competition of devotional service. There are so many things. I found before, Krishna is the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Authority. He is in steadfast, is final, and anyone who can understand his life is successful. Therefore, our request is that don't make unnecessary, useless interpretation. You take Bhagavad Gita as it is, and act accordingly, your life will change. This is our mission. That is Krishna consciousness. But if you cannot understand Bhagavad Gita, we can try to explain before you. But it's
there are many swamis coming from India now these days, and they are trying to establish samadhi like Ganapati temple, samadhi like Shiva temple, and so on and so forth. And trying to control Vaishnavas, especially Americans, because most of them they do come to America. Being Indian, how we can help about this confusion?
You take Bhagavad Gita and start that. Who is a Hindu or Indian there who can refuse the authority of Bhagavad Gita? Then you present that Bhagavad Gita as it is, then it will not. I don't think any Indian or any Hindu can deny the authority of Bhagavad Gita. Is there anyone? Then you present it. That is accepted. But this is the samambhora of Indian culture, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is accepted all over the world, the greatest book of knowledge. So take this handbag and please. And people will learn that without misinterpreting.
Swami Krishna Prema, the Devatika from Gorakhpur, the Yogi from Gorakhpur.
Oh,
I love this one.
Ah, thank you very much. Very nice. Yes, come here. Yes,
thank you. It is why it is so evident that the people meet his spirit. Now, if you see that while for our survival, while walking, he feels so many things, knowingly or unknowingly. Is it not true that?
Are you coming? What is that supposed to say?
Why is me eating sin?
I said, you can understand meditation is a sin, but well, when we're doing our ordinary work and normal things, are we killing so many other things, so is that sin or not?
Yes. That is also sin. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you eat, anyone who is cooking something, meat or vegetable, for his own eating, he is eating only sweet. is not that. The vegetarians are not sinful, and the meat eaters are sinful. Everyone is sinful. If it is not cooked, but Krishna. It is not that you are propagating that you become vegetarian. We are propagating that you become Krishna conscious. That is our purpose. But because we are trying to become Krishna conscious, we offer something to Krishna. Paksam paskam phalam toyam jivami bhakta bhajit. So not Patram Pushpam, whatever within this group available, fruits, flowers, grains, meat. So we offer to Krishna Jagya. Jagyata karma nakshya lokam karma vandana. If you do not perform Jagya, then you will be bound up by the results and action. So this is Jagya. To offer to Krishna. Yajna means to satisfy Vishnu. Vishnu Aradhati. Yajna means satisfy Krishna. But if you don't Krishna's prasada, then you are sinful. Not that if you become vegetarian, then you are not sinful. Not that. Because you have to eat something. Jiva jiva so jiva. Either you eat vegetable or meat, you have to eat something. So somebody prefers eating animals, and somebody prefers eating vegetables. But all of them have got life. Therefore, you cannot feel any life. So if you eat for yourself, then you are simply eating seed. But if you take Krishna prasada, then if there is any sin, it goes to Krishna. He takes your prasada. And Krishna, your papa is dumb. So our duty is to worship Krishna. Offering so many nice things, fruits, flowers, grains, milk, meat, for the same. We are doing that. We are taking the time. So that is our business. Is it clear here? Well, we are interested in eating Krishna prasad. If Krishna says, give me meat, we can give it. But he does not say. He says, Vatram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Jivami Bhakta Bhajat. If the thing is sinful, that's a bad. Amedha. Tamasic. But if you remain in the darkness of ignorance, you cannot improve your spiritual life. Tamasic Ahara. It is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Rajasic, Tamasic, Sattvic. Therefore, we should eat Sattvic Ahara. And that is also after offering to Krishna. Then we are free from our sinful death. And if you want to implicate yourself in sinful activity, then you can eat whatever you like. But either you eat meat or vegetable, if it is eaten for my satisfaction of the tongue, you become implicated in sinfulness. And you have suffered various. The animal you are killing, he will kill also you next life. Then you become bound up, bound up.
I have one question. Though there is mention in higher times, we see also used to eat meat.
Why?
awesome at yoga, all these things, and before that,
in
that
inner Ashwamegam Gavalamam Sandhyasam Palapaitrikam Vivirana Shukat Pati Palapanta Divadya. If you refer to Shastra, the Shastra says intelligence is the ever.
Srila Prabhupada, I believe that Krishna is the
divine time. That was not for eating. That was to prove the strength of Vedic mantra, how the animal was put in the fire and again gave him a new life. So where is that Vedic chanter? Vedic Brahma, Jagrit Brahma, there is no such powerful Brahma that produced the world. That was not for eating purpose. To put an old animal in the fire, and again he comes back with India. That was the purpose. This postcard was raised by Chand Kaji to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu challenged him, said, what is your religion? You are killing your father. He referred to this, that is, formerly they were sacrificing cows in the old house. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained that sacrifice was not meant for eating. That was meant for renovating new life. That is not for eating.
Another question comes, why, how the caste system has crippled our society so much? Well, exceptions like...
Rangi. Krishna says, Chatupadna Maya system, Guna Kongo Jivar. So, according to quality and worth, that is fact. If you have got engineering qualification, and if you can work as engineer, people will call you engineer. Is it not? So there may be a class of engineers, but that depends on quality and work. But if you have no quality, no work, how will you become engineer? If you have no qualification of becoming an engineer, you do not work, you work as a class. And if somebody addresses engineer, he is a fool, you are. So if he is not a Brahmana, if you call him a Brahmana, then you are fool and he is also. So that is going on. Fool's paradise. A rascal who is not in qualification of a Brahmana, with his address and given honor of a Brahmana, he says, God, for nothing I am getting this honor. That's all. And he is giving him honor as Brahmana, he is also a rascal. But it is not that. To Chatupanna Maya system, Guna Kongo Jivar. Not by birth. One must acquire the quality of a Brahmana. Chakra Samadhama Pitta Ajava Jnana Vityana Mahasistam Brahma Karma Sarva. You must be truthful, you must be self-respect, self-control, full of knowledge, very simple. All these qualifications, when you acquire them, you will have
to do that. Even in Ramayana and Mahabharata, we find this kind of ekalabha was discriminated, Karna was...
Because he was not accustomed to the practice of Ramayana. And not the Brahmana, by practice. That is
a kind of discrimination, though.
Hmm?
This is kind of discrimination, though.
Krishna says, man vi pārta va pārta sitya, jīvī su pāvavya. Never mind. So he's born in no great peril. But he is eligible to go back to home back. He belongs to Brahman. He means to say, unless one becomes a first class Brahman, he can go back to home back. No, that is not possible. Pirata Hunan the pudding the book was happy with some father of a children. The king visited it was just like these European family guys. They are being recognized as Brahman now because they are pure devotee. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. He said, Krishna Bhagavata Nahi Jati Kuladi Bhisha. Krishna Bhagavata, if one becomes Krishna conscious, there is no such discrimination. Even if you make that, because as soon as he becomes Krishna conscious, he becomes the best God. That is also stated in the Bhagavata. Sagunāni samacitta yekāni brahma vriyāni. Immediately becomes on the Brahma platform. And Brahma means one who knows Brahma. Brahma Janati iti Brahma. So every devotee, if he is purely engaged in devotional service, is more than Brahma. And so called Brahma, without Krishna consciousness. But that is not determination. Pabhushnava Guru Natasya. Sat Vaishnava Sabata Guru. A dog eater, Chandar, he has become a Vaishnava. He can be Guru. But a Brahmana, Satkarma Mituna Vitra, from Mantra Tantra Vishara, Pabhushnava Guru Natasya. He is expert, able to chant things and everything, mantra, mantra, dishara. But if he is not a Vaishnava, he cannot become a Guru. So, according to our Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is actually according to Vedic Vyasa. If you understand Krishna, then he becomes more than a Brahman. So try to understand Krishna, and then you will have success. And Krishna is being distributed by Lord Krishna. Not only he is giving Krishna, he is giving Krishna prema. Krishna prema pradayam. Krishna and Krishna chaitanya nāre. Ula kṣiṣe maha. Chaitanya Mahāprabhu is so kind, merciful. He is not only giving Krishna, he is giving Krishna prema, which is very, very rare. Abhidhatta Atara.
New principle.
Huh?
New principle.
That's right. So that was Mandi Ranjana.
Even there is a prema, in the Kula. What's the next number?
So that goes for Sahara.
Kadi Kohura.
Kadi
Kohura.
Yes.
कुछ काम तो आजकल गीता प्रेस की स्थिति तो कुछ बिगड़ रही है पहले से।
कृष्णा भक्ति गीता प्रेस विशेष प्रचार में
अब नहीं कर रहा, और पहले भी कम किया वो बातें जय हनुमान प्रसाद जी पहुंचा तो कृष्ण भक्त थे, लेकिन वो जयदयाल जी को इनका ज्ञान होने के नाते से उन्होंने उसको उन पर हमेशा वो ब्रेक लगाए रखते थे।
कैसा काम चले
और अब तो फिर वो रामचंद्र जी के हाथ में चला गया है, रामचंद्र जी साधु तो वो बिल्कुल मतलब कृष्ण भक्ति से सर्वथा कुछ ऐसे कर सकता है, इसीलिए ये हनुमंत जी को लोगों ने अलग अपना एक संगठन बनाया हनुमंत को दवा की अलग हो गई और उन लोगों ने कुछ लोगों से इकट्ठा करके अलग कल तर बंद हो गए
और
कल तर पत्र निकल
कर
बंद हो गए मैं उनकी मृत्यु तक तो उनके पास रह था, उसके बाद में सन्यासी हो गए। अब आप
हम तो उधर गया
हाँ आप कैसे मैं आपकी सेवा में था जब आप एक महीने ठहरे थे वहाँ कृष्ण निकेतन में उसमें मैं सन्यासी नहीं था।
अच्छा
यहाँ तीन चार महीने किया हूँ आप आज्ञा करिए कोई कार्य मेरे को जरूरत
तीन चार महीना रहिए
हाँ सभी साथ बाबा चक्रवर्ती महाराज ने आपको बताया आप उन्होंने मुझे विशेष आदेश दिया था कि जाना हो हम जो है करना हो उनसे
हमारा जो प्रोग्राम है जो लोग आप लोग को मानेंगे
नहीं क्यों नहीं मानेंगे
लेकिन ये जैसा अंग्रेज लोग मस्तक मुंडन किया तिलक
हम तो मस्तक मुंडन किया हुआ है
आपको हम बोलेंगे सब बिगड़ जाएंगे पद्धति पहली मक्खन मुंडन करो और तिलक लगा
नहीं मैं तो तिलक लगाता हूँ मेरे को तिलक लगाते
जैसे
हाँ मैं इस पर मतलब ये कि शुरू से
तो बात है ना जो मान नहीं सकते
नहीं मान लूंगा मुझको कोई आपत्ति नहीं है उसमें इसे लगता है उसे लगता कोई अंतर नहीं दिखाई
वो पास कर दिया है हमने कुछ
तो बात सुधर हो गया तो फिर ये बात बात एक बात इस कृष्णा एंड वाइन थ्री इंटरेस्टेड फॉर्म ऑफ गॉड
that is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You have got Srimad Bhagavatam here. Yes. Find out that and not put that here, that much. Sadmohaya Suraj Bhisham. His propaganda was to cheat devotees class. If his class are bad, they did not recognize existence of God. So he became one of them. Sadaya Ridaya Dari Sita Pasu Bhava. See, if his class, they claim animals in the name of Jagya like anything. So, Sadhana Hi Dhamma Sagyani Bhavati. So he there as Buddha to talk with animals. His real business was animals, stop the animals. So this is a sense of going to hell in the name of religion. So at least stop their activity, animals. So therefore, he started his mission, Ahimsa Parama Dharma. Don't kill animals. But in the Vedas, there is a commendation. The Jagda, as you are saying, that there is animal killing in the comment. The people presenting that there is animal killing in the comment, the Jagda, therefore he denied the authority of Vedas. Nindasi Jagda Vidheva Suti Jatam Sadaya Vidaya Dvar Sikapa Sukhata. The Buddha incarnation is treating the Dhrishtasas. He said that don't kill animals. If you are killed, you feel pain. Why you should kill animals? That was his mission. To stop animal killing, sinful activities. What was your question?
That's why the speech impacted for the God.
Yes, because they are fatherless. But he said, there is no God. But he stopped his head. That was it. And he said, there is no God, but whatever I say, you accept. So they agree. But he is God. And that is true. So but this year you said there is no God. But he is God. Somehow or other, if people stop animal killing and accept God with God, then he becomes at least one step forward to God with God. So in a teaching process, he made good choice. Yes.
Sata kalo sampavite samohaya rajisham buddho namnan jana sutta kikate Then, in the beginning of Kali Yuga, the Lord will appear as Lord Buddha, the son of Anjana, in the province of Gaya, just for the purpose of deluding those who are envious of the faithful theist.
To delude them. Delude the purpose.
Lord Buddha, a powerful incarnation of the personality of Godhead, appeared in the province of Gaya, Bihar, as the son of Anjana, and he preached his own conception of non-violence and deprecated even the animal sacrifices sanctioned in the Vedas. At the time when Lord Buddha appeared, the people in general were atheistic and preferred animal flesh to anything else. On the plea of Vedic sacrifice, every place was practically turned into a slaughterhouse, and animal killing was indulged in unrestrictedly. Lord Buddha preached non-violence, taking pity on the poor animals. He preached that he did not believe in the tenets of the Vedas and stressed the adverse psychological effects incurred by animal killing. Less intelligent men of the age of Kali, who had no faith in God, followed his principle, and for the time being they were trained in moral discipline and non-violence, the preliminary steps to proceeding further on the path of God realization. He deluded the atheists because such atheists who followed his principles did not believe in God, but they kept their absolute faith in Lord Buddha, who himself was the incarnation of God. Thus the faithless people were made to believe in God in the form of Lord Buddha. That was the mercy of Lord Buddha. He made the faithless faithful to him. Killing of animals before the advent of Lord Buddha was the most prominent feature of the society. They claimed that these were Vedic sacrifices. When the Vedas were not accepted through authoritative disciplic succession, The casual readers of the Vedas are misled by the flowery language of that system of knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, a comment has been made on such foolish scholars. The foolish scholars of Vedic literature who do not care to receive the transcendental message through the transcendental realized sources of disciplic succession are sure to be bewildered. To them, the ritualistic ceremonies are considered to be all in all. They have no depth of knowledge, according to Bhagavad Gita. The whole system of the Vedas is to lead one gradually to the path of the Supreme Lord. The whole theme of Vedic literature is to know the Supreme Lord, the individual soul, the cosmic situation, and the relations between all these items. When the relation is known, the relative function begins, and as a result of such a function, the ultimate goal of life, or going back to Godhead, takes place in the easiest manner. Unfortunately, unauthorized scholars of the Vedas become captivated by the purificatory ceremonies only, and natural progress is checked thereby. To such bewildered persons with atheistic propensity, Lord Buddha is the emblem of theism. He therefore first of all wanted to check the habit of animal killing. The animal killers are dangerous elements on the path of going back to Godhead. There are two types of animal killers. The soul is also sometimes called the animal or the living being. Therefore, both the slaughterers of animals, as well as those who have lost their identity of the soul, are animal killers. Maharaj Parikshit said that only the animal killer cannot relish the transcendental message of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, if people are to be educated on the path of Godhead, they must be taught first and foremost to stop the process of animal killing as above mentioned. It is nonsensical to say that animal killing has nothing to do with spiritual realization. By this dangerous theory, many so-called sannyasis have sprung up by the grace of Kali Yuga to preach animal killing under the garb of the Vedas.
That is all of this. That's the Vedas sannyasis that you bring me. That is right. They say, what do
you want? The subject matter has already been discussed in the conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Mulana Chand Kazi Shahid. The animal sacrifice as stated in the Vedas is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse. Because the Asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic
literature, are referring to the Vedic principle. But that does not mean we have to open shutters. But these are things as opening shutters. Do things as Vedic principles. Suppose it is recommended that the animals should be sacrificed in the Vedic nature system. Does it mean that we shall open regular slaughterhouses? Just as the Christians say that Jesus Christ made peace. Therefore, then right in opening Vedic slaughterhouses. Maybe that Jesus Christ made peace in some awkward circumstances. That does not mean that he's recommending to open slaughterhouses in the temple, and perhaps he said, thou shalt not kill. And there is absolute necessity, there is no other proof, there is another. But he, there is sufficient other proofs of necessity. They are not even human beings, so they are animal beings. Vinapasam. Well, those who are animal killers, they are not even human beings. But it is a religious person. Vidvitya tarsari rupogi yamana bhavamsari chodh mano ira. Ka uttama sukhai, if you are animal killers, your God consciousness is fresh. You will never be able to understand it. Then your life is fresh. This life is meant for understanding God. And if you are animal killer, then your God understanding is finished.
ask a question, Prabhupada? Something that I've wondered about, perhaps you could explain it briefly. I believe that Krishna is the Supreme God, so don't get me wrong, but since you mentioned Christ, was he an incarnation of Krishna? Was Jesus Christ sent here by Krishna from...
He said that he's son of God.
Krishna was Christ's father.
Yes, no. Christ is his father, and Christ is his son.
I understand it, man. Yes. This is, I just wondered, I want
you to... Yes. I'm son of God. Yes.
And when he spoke of his father in heaven, he was speaking of Krishna.
That is... Yes.
I understand. It all fits together.
Swami, how could you convince the Christian people that Krishna... Christ is son of God? Krishna
Christ says in terms that I'm son of God.
That's many Christians, they do not...
Many Christians, sir. There are so many Christian editions. That is another thing.
You have accepted.
But all these Christians, they are all my students, they are coming from Christian. How do they accept Krishna as the Father?
Prabhupada, did Christ return to the spiritual planet then when he left the earth to be with Krishna?
He is coming from Krishna, right? He is a Christ, the representative of Krishna. We accept him as Sakya with our God. I was invited in some priestly meeting in Melbourne. They asked me the question, what is your opinion of Christ? So I said, he's our guru. Actually, we are preaching, and then we are preaching God's message. In Vaishnava, anyone who accepts God is explaining kingdom of God. God. So according to time, circumstances, audience, that we can just imagine what kind of people we have to deal with. That his commandment is thou shalt not kill. Then understand how much they are accustomed to killing. So what kind of men they were. And not only that, in spite of hearing his instruction, thou shalt not kill, they killed him first. So what kind of men they are, testimony. He said, thou shalt not kill. And they decided they shall kill you first. So this class of men, he had to deal with.
What would happen to the people that killed Christ on the cross? Very bad.
And Christ cannot be killed, but they killed themselves.
So they read that Christ said, that I and my Father are one. So they say, therefore Christ is Krishna, so therefore Krishna can't be God.
One means in quality. And in the Vedic literature, we say, on Brahmas, that means we are one in quality. Brahma Bhuta Prasanna. Now we are material Bhuta, Jiva Bhuta. And he realized that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. I am part and parcel of God. That is Brahma Bhuta. Then bhakti begins, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, Dhana, Sura, Dhana, Samastha Bhuta, Madhvakti, Dhavati. Then he enters into Bhakti. After Brahma realizes. So Lord Buddha finished?
No.
The animal sacrifice, as stated in the Vedas, is different from the unrestricted animal killing in the slaughterhouse. because the Asuras, or the so-called scholars of Vedic literatures, put forward the evidence of animal killing in the Vedas, Lord Buddha superficially denied the authority of the Vedas. This rejection of the Vedas by Lord Buddha was adopted in order to...
He said that in the Vedas, there is animal. That was not killing. So he's not wasting his time. He says, I don't care for you. It is my honor that you stop if you love me. Here it is. He cannot focus that on how giving reference to the data. On any sacrifice, I will choose everyone from our land, Bukhra. They also will be my sacrifice. One day in the year, one day in the year, they said, it's not that they recommend open sacrifice, it's leopard. It's all nonsense, leopard. That sacrifice also recommend open. We said that we cannot stop animal killing. There will be a class of men who need to give them some concession. So this is the government. All right, if you want to leave me to sacrifice among the Hindus, just like Kali Puja, Durga Puja, the animal eaters, then give this concession that if you want to leave me to just worship Goddess Kali, and that Goddess Kali worshiping is recommended on the Amavasya, the dark moon, night, one day in a day, in a month, and the dead of night. So if one goes on eating me in this way, one day in a month, and dead of night, then he automatically will be eaten. So much bother is better. Actually divine. Yes, you can eat once in a month. At the day of night, when everyone is sleeping. All you can hear is the screaming of the animal. These are the houses. That is indirectly denied. If one is intelligent, he accepts it. So why is so much bothersome for you to tell you?
There's so many gurus.
No, we are not talking of so many gurus. We are talking of real gurus. Real guru. Real guru is he who talks in the cyclic succession of Krishna. Devam parampara prātam imam rājarsi. That is guru. The bhumipal guru is no guru. Pāvaiṣṇava guru na sasya. Anyone who is not Vaishnava, he is not guru. But he said in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavan, Jayam Paramam Guyam Madhakti Suridhas. He kind of is. He is guru. He is preaching what Krishna has taught. He is guru. Not that anyone and everyone is Muslim. So, if you want to be cheated by such rascal guru, that is your business. But who is guru that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita? Anyone who preaches the teachings of Krishna is it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said, Amar Adnai Guru Hariya Tara Ei Desh. You become a guru at my order. But how should I become guru? I have no knowledge. Oh, do not require any knowledge to better practice. Jare Dakho Tare Taha Krishna. Simply
repeat in the satsana Krishna to the Brahma. Everyone can become. The instruction is there. Krishna says, Sabu Dhanman Paritraji Mami from the Saranam Dhaja. He says, the same thing. Not that I have become Krishna, not man. He has been telling that to Krishna, he has become Krishna. Krishna is a person, not to become Krishna. If you want to become Krishna, then you are not the teacher. Suppose you are working for master. If you say, my master has fixed up this price, you cannot pay. Then you are honest as. And if you place yourself, the happy master, then you are cheater. The cheater cannot be teacher. Teacher is he who simply teaches what Krishna has said. He teaches. That is not limited. Anyone can do. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare rakho tare kaho, Krishna upadesha. And that's why we need to simply speak to him, the instructor of Krishna. Then you can go. And if you don't say that, you manifested your own words, then you are cheated. You are not teacher. So the so-called gurus, they cheat. They want to become Krishna. But they cheat. It is very easy thing to cheat people that you take this mantra and you become God. It's God. So it's easy thing to become God. But you want to be cheated. By taking mantra, I shall become God. They want to be cheated. They do not think that whether I can actually become God. They do not take the weight of the existence. Hare Krishna. Oh, we'll be tired now.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.